Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage. This is the Scala Report, and we begin in China. Chris, we've watched China very carefully, and each time the Central Committee or the Beijing leadership meets, it's to solve what continues to be the miracle not working anymore as the business environment changes to challenging as unemployment grows, as there is dissatisfaction in manufacturing and consumerism, and especially in the crater of real estate. Most recently, in conversation with someone who watches China very carefully because she's worked there for 20 years, I learned that there's yet another stimulus idea coming from the Central Committee without detail. Again, the challenge is consumerism, to make the consumer buy. I learned, however, that the Central Committee's idea of consumerism is to give money to households so they spend it on new items. That's not quite the same thing as shopping. Your understanding of the Chinese leadership, does it perceive the problem and is reluctant to act upon it? Or does it not perceive the problem and therefore is moving around in a dark house afraid of bumping into furniture? How do you read them?
Good evening, John. I think that the challenge with leadership at China is principally at the very top. In the mid and upper tiers, you have, in many cases, very savvy, Western-educated free marketeers who understand global economies, global systems, but power is so concentrated in Mr. Xi's hands that you do not have a person there who understands clearly that economic model and that economic requirement to not try to dominate the globe or try to extract a consistent state of war economically with your customers. So I think that ultimately change probably does not come until Mr. Xi moves on or is replaced and you have a more reform-based leader in China. And until then, you're just going to continue to have problems that as the global economy continues to show signs of slowing, that affects China out in an outward way because of the lack of orders coming to that factory floor for the globe.
I'm told there's a monster stalking China. The monster's name is deflation. We know that deflation was the real damage of the Great Depression of 100 years ago and is the real damage to the Japanese economy. It's still coming out of it, deflation. One, deflation discourages spending by anyone because whatever you've invested in is worth less month to month. You keep your money in your pocket. Do you observe deflation? You have business in China. You see your competitors in China. Are they experiencing deflation for their product and for their employees?
John, there's clear deflation in the real estate market. So that real estate bubble is deflating quickly, has not fully popped, but is certainly reducing very aggressively. And that's one of the primary things that I believe is spooking the Chinese consumer and the average person. You're starting to see deflationary pressure on other points of business, points of manufacturing, and in the calls that we get from Chinese factories looking for work, there's a higher level of desperation, a higher level of push for new orders going into 2025, as I believe they're anticipating a slower year in 2025.
The Chinese anticipation of a trade war, so-called, or matching embargoes or tariffs with the U.S., so-called, when Mr. Trump is in office. None of this is fixed. It's all transactional, I understand. But one of the things the Chinese leadership answered with was restriction on rare earths, said to be useful, necessary for high-end manufacturing. I learned from the FT this morning that in anticipation of the Chinese using rare earths as some kind of bargaining chip, the U.S. companies that need them stocked up years ahead. In addition, the higher the price, the more is available. That's a rule for oil and rare earths. So it appears that the Chinese are clumsy about responding. Is that true? Am I misunderstanding their knowledge of restricting exports? It'll just drive the business of somebody else to make the money.
Completely correct, John. As you see factories fleeing China, moving to Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, senior Chinese leadership doesn't understand is the portability of capital. So you have capital fleeing China in many different forms. You have smart people, hardworking people fleeing China. And the challenge is not to try to contain them as prisoners and force success, but rather to create the conditions for success. And that's what Mr. Xi doesn't understand. Ultimately, because so much of China's market is dependent on export, in angering your customer, in making conditions less favorable for manufacturers to come into China, you're going to lessen that opportunity. If you look at the announcement between Mr. Trump and Masa San from SoftBank this week of $100 billion U.S. investment by SoftBank, those are the types of things that are extremely troubling to China, because Mr. Trump is starting to reopen that U.S. market, make it the best place in the world to do business again, and seeing big investments. That detracts from the Chinese economic power, and that's absolutely what Mr. Xi cannot afford today.
To Europe, where you've recently traveled, Germany, a new election in February, putting Mr. Schulz's idea of populism, which is to hand money out and give subsidies, against a lawyer, a longtime member of the CDU, Friedrich Merz, who wears sharp Italian suits, and apparently has told the German people what they needed to hear, which is we've got to deindustrialize and we've got to modernize our understanding as knowledge workers, not line workers and turning out fossil fuel only vehicles that the Americans buy at a premium. That's not the future. Your measure of Germany, is it ready to convert to an up-to-date understanding that knowledge workers are in the lead? That's what we're making money on, and I'm presuming they can too. The Germans always work.
So, John, this is roughly the equivalent of U.S. leadership telling coal miners who are out of jobs, learn to code. It's not particularly practical advice in many cases. The German economy is based on high-end, high-tech, high-value-added manufacturing. The greatest challenge to Germany continues to be Ukraine and Russia. Until the Ukraine war is settled, until Russian energy is back online, Germany has a substantial problem of being able to compete on a global basis. They've also made several kind of large policy mistakes, things like allowing BYD vehicles to come into Germany and compete in their home markets. I think you'll start to see a renovation or a pushback within the German economy towards putting Germany first and defending their industrial interests. But ultimately, until the energy supply chain issue is solved, Germany's in a bad spot.
Coming home to America, Mr. Powell has spoken, a quarter reduction in the interest rates that are for the best customers. However, the landscape in 25 is not a fix. They're going to watch the markets, says the Federal Reserve. One interpretation of this is that they do not want an overheating economy. Because you have contact with the franchises in America and the small businesses, are they anticipating growth in 25, or are they being cautious?
John, I think everyone is still being cautious. It's likely to continue to see some form of a Trump bump or a halo effect in the first month or two of the administration. The real question is, will Congress be able to pass a budget? Will we be able to start to attack and reduce the debt? That's the sort of Damocles hanging over everyone's head, that unless we get the economy restarted, get debt under control, the issue of inflation coming back onto the scene could be a very big challenge for all businesses in the U.S.
And finally, drones over Jersey inviting jibes. But in any event, drones reported in 13 states with no explanation from the administration And Mr. Trump took a question on it and said that he wouldn't comment, suggesting that he'd been briefed and wasn't going to comment. You brought my attention to the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near where your headquarters are in Dayton. They've experienced drones to the extent of closing the airfield for some time. Is there any easy explanation for what we're witnessing, given the lack of clarity from Washington?
So, John, I would wager that 80 to 90% of the sightings are either pranksters or regular commercial drones. It's the 10% that aren't that are the most interesting and the most concerning.
And Wright-Patterson did not close the field casually. They closed it for cause. Final thought about the new year. We got through 24. Was November 5th, 2024, the election of Mr. Trump for the second time? Is that a turning point in American business, Chris, or is it still too early to tell? We have a few seconds.
It's still too early to tell, but it's at least a hope that, again, as if we saw with Mr. Reagan, it might be morning in America and the opportunity to grow.
Chris Riegel, CEO of Scholar.com, a global technology firm, and this is the Scholar Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.